You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. So wanting my cake and eat it too. Wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee, a Bruce Lee, a Bruce.
Good Thursday morning. Excuse me. Let me try that again. Good Thursday morning to you. Yeah, that was better. Mike McNamara for a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning so far. I'm not sure what time I got it, but got a press release yesterday from the 1st Marine Division talking about an accident that occurred on Camp Pendleton. Somehow or other, an Amtrak caught fire. And doesn't happen very often. I recall what the last Amtrak accident was, a Miklik shooting mine charge, right? And they had issues with that. And a Marine was burned to death. So, anyway, yesterday at 9:33 local time here in California, they were conducting the McCree, their 1st Battalion, 1st Marines. Well, Larry Hinkle, I called Larry Hinkle a little bit ago. Hinkle, how are you this morning?
Hey, good, brother. How are you doing?
I'm all right, man. I got a question for you. Hopefully you can do some education here. I was just talking about it, but there was an incident at Camp Pendleton yesterday in which an AAV burst into flame. You used to do that for a living. It's something you don't see very often, and I don't rightly know how that happens, where it would burst into flames. And nobody would see it coming. Nobody, you know, would be able to, you know, deal with it. Let's see. 8 Marines were sent to the burn center at the University of California, down in La Jolla. 3 are listed in critical condition. 5 are in serious condition. 4 other Marines were taken to UC Irvine Medical Center. 2 of them are listed in critical condition. 2 are being treated for unknown medical conditions. You're an Amtraker.
Sure.
Talk to me about, make us smart about the fuel system, and have you ever seen or heard of this happening before?
I've never seen or heard of it. I take that back. I've heard of, like, engines catching, just, you know, sometimes with the inspections, you know, jar heads will put diesel on the engine.
Right.
And kind of shine it up a little bit. So, I mean, you know, there's been instances where it'll, you know, pop a little flume, but nothing really big.
But that's the engine compartment, and certainly wouldn't be near the passengers, right?
Right, right. So the fuel system, or the fuel tank, is actually in the back where all the troops are. And it's right above the bench seat. So it's a... I can't remember how big it is, but I mean, it runs the whole wall on the inside of the, you know, the troop compartment. So, you know, one of my first guesses would be that, you know, maybe a little, one of the fuel lines that run up to the fuel tank might have, you know, ruptured or split or a fitting or something. I don't know. I just, you know, my first thought was, something along those lines.
Right. And then how would that combust though? I mean, so you got a fuel leak, but
right.
It's not like we're sitting in the back of those things smoking.
Sure, sure. Well, if you've got that fuel leak, it runs underneath, but you see the floorboard where underneath that there's, you know, rails that run. So it's kind of a bowl, if you will, that just goes all the way up to the engine compartment. So it, you know, that fuel could go underneath the floorboard panels and up to that, you know, where all the stuff is on the backside of the engine.
Got it. But so it would have to be some kind of either a fuel leak or a rupture, and for this many guys to be burned, it had to go on for a little while, which is you know, or at least until they got the ramp down and were able to get out.
Well, and even
go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Matt. Even more so on that, we have what's called an ACES system in the back of that, and it's. Or something like that. Don't quote me on it, but it's been a while. Where it'll suck the oxygen out of that. You know, and we've all been in tracks, if you're an Amtrakker, that Halon system, that's what it's called.
Right, the Halon system.
Yeah, and it'll suck that oxygen out. So if it was bad enough, you know, if the Halon system couldn't do anything about it, maybe the Halon system didn't go off. But, you know, that's another thing to kind of throw in there. It had to be a bad one, obviously.
All right. So a basic question. Can you give us immediate action when there is a fire? Isn't there Halon actuators in the crew compartment so they could actuate it themselves? So what is immediate action on an Amtrak that's buttoned up, that's moving? This is evidently part of a McCree. Our combat readiness evaluation, 1st Battalion, 1st Marines
right.
Operate and probably moving either ship to shore, but they're definitely inland at the time. Talk to us, what's immediate action by the crew?
The rear crewman would immediately pop the cargo hatches, which are the top two hatches that run the length of the, what we call the dungeon. So he'd immediately pop that, one to... You know, if the Halon system did go out, there wouldn't be any oxygen. You got to pop that to catch your breath. And then, two, if, you know, obviously if it is a fire, if they can't, there's two levers on each hatch. So, you know, if I couldn't imagine if it's engulfed in flames back there trying to find those levers. You know, and especially the infantry, we give them a little brief before they come on the vehicle, and I'm sure you've ridden in one.
Yep.
Many times, so you know the little briefing you get before you get on there, and it's more or less just a safety brief. But in the event, you know, something like this happens, I couldn't imagine the whole thing being in flames, trying to, you know, do remedial reaction.
So the hatches get popped, and then then the question is, can you execute all that when the thing's on fire, and then you try to manually let down if it can't be done mechanically, you try to manually let down the ramp.
Well, now there, if you're obviously not in the water, the two different protocols. If you're on land, then yeah, it you just drop the ramp. You call it. You have an emergency lever. That it's an emergency drop. So
okay, hold on. And where's that? And where's that located?
There's a emergency lever up at the driver's station.
Okay, all right.
And then there's a way to do it from the back as well. But then again, you know, if the back's where all the flames are, it'd
right.
be kind of hard to click both of those.
All right. The
but
keep going.
But it's you know, it's just different protocols for different situations. But you're, you know, I haven't really heard much about it.
Right? No, they haven't released any details, and the battalion, I'm sure, is still out in the field doing their thing.
Sure.
And so everybody involved in it is nowhere near, or they're at the division headquarters and they're not saying a whole lot. What about so immediate action would be. Pop the top hatches, but normally once they're ashore, those hatches are popped anyway. Yes,
right. And that was you know, if you're coming ship to shore, you pop the top cargo hatches. If you're, you know, if you're in that situation on land, my first move definitely would be to emergency drop that ramp.
Okay. All right, and that would hopefully be done by the driver. So if that happens. then the bottom line is it would have had to have been something that happened with, you know, pretty decent rupture,
right,
in order to affect that many Marines in the back.
Yeah, it would have had to have been something, you know, pretty significant, you know, and it's hard to kind of not speculate, but guess, just because there are a number of variables that, you know, it's just the fuel rail, the batteries, you know, if something sparks next to that, you know, I know diesels are low, or, you know, it takes a lot of heat and pressure to combust. So,
let me ask you this: as the vehicle commander, how is he going to? He's going to hear, either he's going to see something, or the back crewman is going to scream, right? He's going to hear something, but normally the vehicle commander's, he's up with a set out of the vehicle, directing the vehicle. He's got a gun that he mans along with the gunner, and that's if the crew's full up round, he's out of the turret. What do you think they're going to hear? How is he first notified? By an intercom, by the rear crewman?
Yeah, that's where it's going to come first, and just, you know, trying to put myself in a situation, because typically your rear crewman's going to be, if you're light-handed, it's going to be a mech if you're fortunate enough to have a mechanic on the vehicle. Otherwise, this is back in my era, you know, sometimes you just, your crewmen were boot, and they didn't really know a lot yet at that point. So a lot of different variables come into play, but yeah, that you would have been notified either over the, you know, the comm helmet, the intercom, and then, if you're out of the turret, you know, with your torso out of the turret, if you're in the turret, if that whole, dungeon combusts, I mean, you're pretty much in that as well.
Got it. All right. I tried to get you before we went on the air, but I appreciate the call back, and hope you don't mind as different stories come out if we bug in. Just what we try not to do when this stuff happens is speculate. We just try to explain the situation. You know, most of us have ridden around in Amtrak's and understand what it's like. Most of the time not buttoned up, but if there was a fire, what does the crew do inside, and then what is expected of we passengers, and in order to get out of that thing quickly and save lives. So appreciate the phone back today, brother.
That's right, brother. Hey, it's my pleasure always, Mac. Thanks for the call, brother.
All right, have a good day. Give us an update on, are you still in Houston?
I am. As a matter of fact, I'm helping another nonprofit here called Oat. And past couple of days, I've been helping. Or today and yesterday, I've helped them. We cleared out an 89-year-old Air Force veteran home. We demoed his home yesterday, and you know, free of charge. Now we're on to a 90-year-old veteran, I believe, today. So, you know, these contractors out here just trying to rape these people. There was a house they wanted to charge somebody $18,000 for, and Gary and his team at Oak went in there and ripped it out. So I said, man, I got to be a part of this. I'm about to leave Houston Monday, so I wanted to spend my last time here just doing as much as possible.
And the organization is called Oath, O-A-T-H?
O-A-T-H, Oath Inc. Yeah, they're an unbelievable organization. They focus on the family, just as much as the vet, and, you know, they take, Gold Star children out hunting, and, have the person that was killed, one of their best friends in the platoon, you know, go hunt with the kids, just tell them how their parent was, and, you know, just unbelievable stuff. They do some great things.
Okay, and it's Oath what? Inc?
Oath Inc. Yes.
And the
website is...
Okay, go ahead.
Oathinc.org. It's a nonprofit here in... the corporate office is here in Houston. They're nationwide, so...
No, it sounds like an awesome organization. So if anybody's looking to help or donate somebody that's helping veterans, can you text me the contact info for somebody you're working with down there, and we'll get them on.
Absolutely.
Okay, bud.
Man, Gary would love to talk to you. I'll see him here in a minute. I'll send him your. Yes. I'll send you his information.
Awesome. Tell him I'll be in touch and we'll have him on.
Awesome. Will do, brother.
All right,
have a good day, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. That is Larry Hinkle talking about Amtrak's and he does work in Houston. The website is Oath Inc. OATHINC.org. Mission: Outdoor Association for True Heroes is a faith-based nonprofit organization that utilizes various outdoor activities centered around faith, family, and community to improve the quality of life for eligible veterans. So, good on them. Good on them. Let me tell you what we're going to do on the program today. We'll continue. Normally details on these things are pretty hard to come by in the initial phases. And so we'll stand by and again, do more explaining and speculating, which is what we tend to do. And so if anything else comes out of the 1st Marine Division or OneMAP or the Marine Corps PAO, we will certainly bring that to you. There's an article about it. It's mostly just excerpts out of the release from the division, that's in Marine Corps Times, this morning. We will, maybe not check news headlines. This story that we just talked about is the number one story in the early bird. So we're going to talk about the president's new bipartisanship. Last night, the Associated Press had a story that said that a deal had been struck between the president of the United States, between Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, strange bedfellows, on the Dreamers. And that popped into my phone, and I looked at it, and I was sitting and watching, and I would recommend this for everybody listening out there. Mike Musselman mentioned the other day to me, he goes, "Hey, man, you need to watch this program on the History Channel called The Road to 9/11. It's probably, I want to say, about 4.5 hours long. It's 3 episodes. Each episode's about 90 minutes. You can, if you download the History Channel app to your phone, you can then live stream it to your computer. You can live stream it to your TV or watch it on your phone. But it's pretty amazing. Yeah, just blow it up at work today. Anyway, 3 parts, and it takes you all the way back to when all this started. An assassination in Brooklyn. And the guys who did it, and where they came from, and what they did, and what mosque they were affiliated with, and how the mosque gets radicalized. And then they go on and do other things. And, you know, I'll just say this quickly. I asked Mike, I said, you know, Mike, when we look pre-9/11, and this is me talking to him, you know, there were intel reports, but, you know, that's one of 6,000 intel reports that day. Is that what we're talking about? And his answer, no. They knew about bin Laden. They knew the plan. They knew about the plan in the mid-90s is what he said. It's not like there was a red dot. There was a page full of red dots. So I'm watching that, and I see this story, and I looked at my phone, and I said, holy shit. Now, let me tell you, I like it. I'm not an ideophile. We're not going to export 11 million people. That ain't happening. So the nation needs to deal with it. And all these people that say no amnesty, okay, then they give them a path to some legal status. If they're not criminals, if they've been in this country and they're hardworking people, then let's get beyond this. Give them some kind of legal status. And let's move on. But accompanying that has to be securing of the southern border so we never do this again. So we're going to talk about that in about 6 minutes. John Ubaldi is going to join me. Tim Lynch is going to join me. And we'll talk about it. And just kind of do a little bit of a news roundtable, get their thoughts on our new bipartisan president. What does that mean for the presidency? Let me tell you, I'm a huge fan of it. I am so sick and tired of business as usual in Washington, D.C. Get it done. I don't care who you get it done with. And again, let's stop playing charades. All right? No amnesty. Okay, call it something else. But we're not deporting 11 million people. Stop it. Let's get over that. And we're not building a wall from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean. That ain't happening. We certainly need to secure the border. But that is not the same thing as building a wall. Okay. So we'll talk about that. And then probably at around 8:20, a former Marine by the name of Richard Soul is going to join us. I don't know what his MOS was, but served with Radio Battalion. Yeah, James Bond music. And then and also a first Light Armored Reconnaissance, Light Armored Infantry Battalion now. And got out, and he's working for a company here in Irvine, and he's working on a charity golf tournament. So we're going to talk about his transition today, and we'll talk about the company that recruited him, that was looking for veterans with his kind of experience. So we'll talk about that, and also the charity event that they've got going on. So very cool stuff. And then after that, I think the Gunner will join us. So busy morning here on All Marine Radio. I want to thank Larry Hinkle for dropping by and doing some explaining this morning. Keep the Marines that are burned in your thoughts and prayers. That's an injury that is awful. Is awful. And, I was just having a conversation, and I'm trying to get him to get him on the air, but friends of mine at 2-4, there was a Marine that had his jaw ripped off. His lower jaw ripped off, by an IED in Ramadi in 2004. And I've never forgotten it. It was the first time. I never really considered being, like, disfigured. When I left, your thoughts are you going to live? Are you going to die? And so, and then when that happened, I remember that day vividly, and I remember thinking, yeah, I don't want that. I hope, if something like that happens, I hope I just get killed. I don't want to be like that. I don't want my kids to be scared of me. He's still alive. I guess he's, after multiple operations, he's doing well. And so I'm trying to get him on the program and would love to have him on. And I was talking to Ben Kaler, who you've heard, he works for the VA. And, I've talking to Ben about that, but these kind of injuries are brutal, absolutely brutal. So, anyway, keep those Marines in your thoughts and prayers today. They will certainly need it. Anywho, a little bit late, United States Marine Corps band makes it official. Good morning to you. motivation.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
You know, I bet Vladimir Putin wishes he could be Jim Mattis. Yeah, when he looks at the people he wants to be, no doubt in my mind. He looks at Mattis like, you know, Mattis is the real deal. I'm just like KGB dork kind of wannabe. Mattis is the real deal. Cloudy in 75 in Quantico. Cloudy in 81 at Camp Lejeune. Mostly sunny 74 in Granbury, Texas. Cloudy in 52 in Montana. Montana's supposed to get snow either later this week or next week. How about that? Sunny in 66 and 29 Palms. It cooled down immensely. Camp Pendleton in the 50s this morning under cloudy skies. Okinawa dark, cloudy in 82. Arrakis heated up, 102 degrees under sunny skies. Mars is cooling off. All the garden spots. Clear dark in 86 in Marcia. Yeah. Cool night there. Get the Poly Pro out. Currently 65 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Looking for a high of 74 here in sunny Southern California. Winds are out of the southeast at 1 mile an hour. That means there's no wind. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, John Ubaldi is going to join us, and Tim Lynch will join us as All Marine Radio gets kicking on a Thursday. Don't touch that dial.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.